Dova kiyor v'yena miskabel, something not nice. So you shouldn't marry the bat, the daughter of an Amoritz. Just v'yena miskabel l'shemim, people hear it, doesn't sound nice. Tana rabbonin, l'yelam yimcharodam kol ma sheyesh loi v'yisa bas tam l'chochem. A person should sell everything he has and marry the daughter v'yisa bas tam l'chochem. He should marry the daughter of a tam l'chochem. What about loy motza bas tamachochem? He doesn't find the daughter of tamachochem to marry. Is yisa bas gedeli ador? The next thing after tamachochem is to marry a gedeli ador. So Rashi says it means anse meisa v'tzadikim. Is the guy, the person is not a tamachochem? He's just a gedeli ador in midas. He's anse meisa, does a lot of meisim toivim, and tzadikim is a big tzadik. Loy motza bas gedeli ador. You don't find a daughter of a big tzadik. Is yisa bas rosha kinesias? Marry the daughter of the president of the shul. Loy motza bas rosha kinesias. You don't find somebody ahead of the shul. Is yasiya bas gaboy tzedakah. Marry the daughter of the father that takes care of tzedakah. Trashi bas gaboy tzedakah. Shema manan elim came tevim in amodim. Because usually you don't appoint somebody to be a head of the tzedakah unless he's a trustworthy person. That's also a good midah. Loy motza bas gaboy tzedakah. If you can't find the daughter of a gaboy tzedakah, is yasiya bas milam de tinoikis. You should marry the daughter of that the father-in-law is a rebbe milam de tinoikis. He learns Torah with small children. For loy yasiya bas amoritz. But the worst thing is to marry the daughter of an amoritz. The neishen sheketz, because the shver is called the sheketz, the misazach. And Amoritz Yeposhe means the person has no midas at all. He just goes around and does wild things and not nice person. So then he's called like a sheketz. Rishasayim sheretz. And male, their wives are also like sheretz. So Drashi, sheretz means sheinim zirus l'mitzvahs. They don't take care of mitzvahs. And Amoritz means he doesn't care. He does whatever he wants. He doesn't care about mitzvahs. So male, that's why he brought up his children also not to care about mitzvahs. So it's not a nice thing to marry these things, because also like a sheretz, like they're not nizer, they won't be careful about doing mitzvahs. The abunaseim huaymer, and the daughters, it said, oro sheichivim kol behema. So if you're living with a behema, so drashi shedoymas le behema, shein lem leiv lovin. They don't have a heart to understand. Like in Amoritz, the pshat is, he doesn't care about the mitzvahs, he doesn't care about the Torah, he doesn't care about Hashem, he just does mudna things. That's the Amoritz here. So you don't use your heart to think about what you're doing, so that's not a good midah. That's like a behemoth. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer. Amoritz also lechel boser. And Amoritz is not allowed to eat meat even. Shenema, the Postik says, Zois teres behemoth. This is the loch, is the Torah about a behemoth, v'yoifin, about a bird. As we darshin, kol oisik b'teira, whoever learns Torah, is mutal lechel boser, behemoth, v'yoif. He's allowed to eat the meat of an animal, or the meat of a chicken. V'chol shein oisik b'teira. But somebody does not learn Torah at all, and Amoritz, is also lechol boser behema v'yoif. He has no head to teach the meat or a chicken. The Torah was only matter. You teach chicken only if you learn Torah. You zeis Torah sa behema. You have to learn the Torah about it. And Amar Reb Loza, Amoretz muta lenoich Rav Yom HaKippurim shechalias b'Shabbos. Something Gemara. If you find an Amoretz, you let him Amar stab him. Take a knife and stab him, kill him on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. You got to take a knife and stab an Amoritz. Omulai Tamida of Rebbe. Omal L'Shechtoi. What's up? You say stabbing means just like the Lecher usually means just chop off his neck. To stab when I'm not a Shechta. Why don't you say Chotchel Oshlag Shechta? Make a Shechta. Like, why is he worse than an animal? You kill an animal with a Shechta. So why don't you say you're allowed a Shechta of an Amoritz? Omalahem no. Zet Toin Brocha. When you Shecht an animal, something good, you have to make a Brocha when you're doing it. When you go kill an Amoritz, he doesn't deserve a bracha. Don't have to make a shechiter on him. Just go ahead and stab him. So exactly what this Gemara means, about us a bissel shvuah to understand it, exactly what's called an Amoritz here. Poshe an Amoritz means somebody that gives sorrow to Klal Yisrael. He does rishis, he starts up with you, he was gesum si. Not just an ignorant person doesn't know. The other rabbi, he does know, and he bedafka does lahachis vakeh. Bedafka gives sorrow to Klal Yisrael. Omer Ebeloza. Amoritz also lislavois imay b'derech. If you have an Amoritz, you're not allowed to walk with him alone in the street. But you have to be afraid, maybe he'll come to kill you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kihi chayecho v'yerech yemecho. That by learning Torah, that's our life, and that gives us aricha, that lets us live a long life. Is an Amoritz doesn't care about this. He doesn't learn Torah at all. Is a mele al chayev lechas. Obviously, he doesn't care about his own life. Because if he cared about his own life, he would learn some Torah. How come he doesn't learn Torah at all? Obviously, he doesn't care about his own life. Is a mela al chayi chaveru lekol shchein. For sure, he doesn't care about your life. So you have to be afraid. Maybe he'll come to kill you. And Rashi says, v'yesh lidoim shem yagenu. You have to be afraid. This amoritz. He says, amoritz is not just an ignorant person. That means a person that's not nice. Like he knows what he should be doing, and he's doing the wrong things, and he does wrong because he wants to do wrong. So it's a dangerous person. You have to be careful not to walk along with him. You have to be afraid he never come to kill you. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amoritz mutel lekorei kedag. You find an Amoritz, you let to rip him up like a fish, and the mamash kill him, like cut him up. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchok megaboy from his back. Don't do it in the front, do it in his back. Like rip him down his back. Right? Santa Gemara, you have to know exactly the same thing. Vashi Magabai, he won't live anymore. They're mean of a if you rip up somebody like a dog, you rip him down there, he has Tumas Mace on him already. Even though he's still moving around the guy, that's called a dead person already. You have to rip him down from the back. By the time you Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, famous master in the door, Rabbi Kiva first was Namoritz, and then at 40 years old, he first started to learn Torah. So Rabbi Kiva said, Kishayisi Yamoritz, before I started to learn Torah, when I was still Namoritz, or Marti, I would tell people, Meyiten li Talmud Chochem via Nashchenu Kechamor. Whoever would give me a Talmud Chochem, I would bite him up like a chamor, like a donkey. Omruloi Talmidus or Talmidim Yes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, Omek Kelev. How come you say you would bite them up like a donkey? Why don't you say you'd bite them up like a dog bites? Oh, Malam, so the Kiva answered back, no, I'd bite them worse than a dog. Zeh noishchoi v'shever etzim. A chamor bites and breaks the bones. V'zeh noishchoi v'shever etzim. A dog doesn't break the bones, though. So it means he would bite them worse than a dog would bite somebody. That's how much, like a Namoritz hates a Talmud Chochem. And Posh the Pshat is, he's jealous. Like they say now, Namoritz is a Pshat, somebody that knows what right is, he knows what he knows that he should be learning, and vice says he could be learning, but he's bedafka doing wrong. So somebody that's doing wrong, the pshat is he's jealous and of somebody that does the right way. He can't take it. So in Amoritz sees him, Talmud Chochem, he really wants to kill him. That's one of the reasons why Fakert, if you find him, you should kill him first, because you have to know he's aiming to kill you. Tanya Hoye Reb Meir Oimer, Kol Hamasya Bitel Amoritz. If somebody marries his daughter off to an Amoritz, is kilu koifto manichlof neri. It's as if you're tying up your daughter and putting her in front of a lion. That ma'ari, just like a lion. Doris veichel, how does a lion eat? He tramples over you, and he eats you up. The ain like boshes upon him is not afraid, not embarrassed of anybody. Af amoritz, the same thing. If you're going to marry your daughter off to an amoritz, this husband here, makil, hit his wife, or boil, or just be boil, whatever he wants. He won't be mafayisa. He won't do it nicely. V'yein lebushes bunim, won't be afraid of her. So it's a terrible thing to give your daughter over to an amoritz. Again, this amoritz means agrabian here. It means a wilde mensch. Has no midas tavis at all. Tanya Reb Lezer Weimer. Il mole onu tzrichim lehem. Lamatzo matin ho yehorgen oisanu. If not for the fact that the amoratzim, they need us to do business with us, they would zicha kill us out. Like this, like Rabbi Kiva said before, there's such a big jealousy, the mamish hate us, the Yamaratzim. And Tanya Rabbi Chia, kol oisik ba teru lefnei Yamoritz. If somebody learns Torah in front of an Amoritz, you know your mamish like racing him on, he has such a bad thing in front of his eyes, is kilu boil arusose befon him. It's as if you're being boiled, you have tashmas with your own wife in front of this Amoritz. It's the same type of a thing. Whereas he gets burned up when he sees somebody learning Torah. Rashi says, like you're being mavayishim. The fact you learn Torah in front of him, the mamas eats him up because he knows he should be doing it and he's doing wrong and he can't stand what somebody does right. And what's the raya here? Shenem the pasuk says Torah tzivolanu Moshe Marosha is al tikri Marosha. It's like Yerusha for us. Ela Marosha. It's like an arusa. The words that midrash lechol kilos Yisrael. In other words, that's like an arusa. So you have to know, you don't do it in front of somebody, it's not nice. So you don't learn Torah in front of an amoritz. So the Gemara, G'doyla sinna she'soinin amiyoritz atalmid chachamim. It's greater, the sin of the hatred that an amoritz has for a talmid chacham, yoisimua mi sinna she'soinin oivdei kechovim es Yisrael. It's a bigger hatred that Goyim have for Yisrael. I was like, I hate this. That a person that once knew what right is, and he goes away, those people are worse than Goyim. And their wives are worse than them also. Their wives race them on more. Shono Pirish Yoisimikulam. Somebody that Metchila learned Torah. He was a Talmud Chochem. And then he goes off to Derech and becomes an Amoritz. He goes connected to Torah. That's the worst of them all. He mamish hates a Talmud Chochem. He hates another Yid. He's the worst of them all. Worse than Amoritz. And that's worse than a Goy. Tana Rabbonin. Shisha Devorim Nemo Bi Amoritz. There are 6 things said about an Amoritz. Ein Moisim Lemedis. You don't give him over any Edis. We don't trust his Edis to be witnesses. V'yei Mekablim Emenu Edis. And we don't be makabel from them. We don't make them a witness. And if they come to us to say witnesses for us, we don't listen to them. You're not supposed to tell them anything privately. You'll be afraid they'll go and tell other people. And Rashi says, don't bring him over here to be a witness to say over later. Don't tell him anything private, because he'll zecha tell everybody about it. You don't let him take care of Yisaimim. You have orphans. You don't let an Amoris take care of the affairs of an orphan. He'll jip him. Who then if you have a fund for tzedakah, you can't let an Amoris take care of it. You're not allowed to walk with an Amoritz alone in the road, like we had before. We have to know that the Amoritz hates us, and you have to be afraid he'll come and kill us. Some say, if he lost something in Amoritz, you don't have to be machriz, don't have to go around to try and give it back to him. So the chura, the kasher is, how do you know it's an Amoritz aveda? Because if you find the clothing that belongs to an Amoritz, you don't have to be machriz and say, like, ask, who lost this coat? So, Bishleim, a regular, we find the coat is halacha. You have to, you find the coat, Mustamas from another Yisroel, so you have to be machos and say, who lost this coat? Go and find it. Here we're saying, no, if you know this coat came from an Amoritz, the halacha is you don't have to be machos, you don't have to shout out who lost it. But the question is, how do we know this is a coat that belongs to an Amoritz? It's talking about a lost coat. You don't know who it belongs to. But some of us want to learn, the pshat was, there was a revav, there was dirt on the begodin. The halacha is a Talmud Chochem is not allowed to wear a beggar that has stains on it. Only an Amoritz wears those types of begodin. So you found here a beggar that has a lot of stains on it. So you found stains on the beggar, you have a right to them on. It belonged to an Amoritz, and then you're not mechuyev to return it. I'll tell you this, this guy should be here. So the other two, we're also, you have a read going, she shayor shal Amoritz averis, read us enough from him. And you saw a whole caravan of people just passed by, and they're all 10 of them big Amoratzim, and they, from those 10 people, you saw something fell out of them. So you know clearly this chayfetz came from them. You don't have to return it to them. But the more of a Tanakama, why the Tanakama Mashim, we do have to return it to them? Because Dimna Denofik Menei Zara Malya. Even though they don't deserve to have it back, but maybe they'll have good children, and their children will be tzadikim. So it's kedai to give it back to them, that the sons will yarshin it from the father. The Yochalei and the son eventually will use it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yochin, you should prepare yourself, Tzadik Yilbush. And then the Tzadik, the son that becomes a Tzadik, he'll use it up. So therefore you have to give it back to the Amoritz, even though he doesn't deserve it. Maybe he'll have a son that will deserve it. But the Mishnah says then, Nechem Misha Yotza. If somebody took the meat, the boss of Shlomim, out of Yushlayim, so Lochriz, it has a psul now, it's Yotze Chutz Nechem of Yushlayim, and then you have to burn it. So he said it depends. If you went too far, we didn't bother you to go back to Yerushalayim. If you didn't go past Seifim, then you have to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. So more lemeimra, to Rav Meir Sava kebeitza hu dechoshev. So the machlokes in the Mishnah, how much meat do you have to have outside to say you have to bring it back to burn? So Rav Meir says it's a beitza. You have to have the size of an egg. So lemeimra, the Rav Meir Sava kebeitza hu dechoshev. What's called a choshev, an important size? The size of an egg. Rav Yehuda saw the kezayis. He was more machmir. Says no. If you only have the size of a meat, the size of an olive, also you have to return it to Yerushalayim. Is Rav Yehuda holds kezayis nami choshev. So it's a machlokes for Meir and Rav Yehuda is the size of a kezayis of an olive choshev or not. For the more avakasher on this, a reminu ad kamahim mezamnin. When somebody eats bread and he got finished eating the bread, how much does he have to eat in order to have a zimun? And Rashi says, Mezamim, Shloisha, Shloch, Lekachat, Adnan, Chayovu, Mezamim. That you have to make a zimun together, bench together. They're not allowed to bench separately, but you have to bench together. Is that kizayis? Tanakami says, if you eat a kizayis, that's the sheer choshev, you have to bench together. If you have you the one who had kibetza, if you just says no, only if you eat the size enough bread of a kibetza. But less than that, you don't have to bench together. So you see here just the opposite. We have you that says the sheer choshev is a kibetza, and Pasha Tanakami where it may hold, no, even the kizayis is choshev. So it's a stira. Anytime you change around the shittas, to say that Yehuda is the one that says a kezayis, and the Chumim Rameyah says a beitza. No, you don't have to change around the shittas. But there are two different machlokes in here. Hosam v'kroy pligi, hocha b'svar pligi. There are two different svaras. One is a machlokes in a posik, and one is a machlokes in a svara. Hosam v'kroy pligi, why, when, how much do you have to eat in order to bench together? It's a machlokes in a psukim. Reb Meir Sova, the Pasuk says, V'yachalto zuhi yachila. If you eat, V'sovoto zushtia. If you drink, V'yachila v'kezayis. The Pasuk says, V'yachalto v'sovoto v'rachto. Once you eat, then you have to bench. So what's called an achila olobo? A kezayis. If you eat a kezayis, you have to bench. So that's a choshev shia for benching. You eat a kezayis of bread. Reb Yehuda Sovar, V'yachalto v'sovoto, how do we darshin? Achila sh'yesh b'sviya. It doesn't mean a normal eating, but it means a special type of an eating that you're a little satisfied with it. The Azazu, what size is an eating that gives you a little satisfaction to it? The Kibetza. So that's the Machloikis here of Yudin and Reb Meir. It's not a Machloikis in Svara by benching, it's Svara Hayadash in the Pussy. See, even though we take a Paskin at Midiraisa, Yonim Chuyiv to bench, Vyachalta Vizavot, if you eat a lot, more than the Kibetza, you have to mamish fill yourself up that you're satisfied. That's that we bench, when we only eat the size of the kezayis, that's only midirabonim. So the Torah says, this gemara here is only a smachtis. It's not really midiraisa, because midiraisa, according to both of them, you don't have to bench until you eat mamish, sviya, filling yourself up. That we're saying, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's enough to eat the kebetza, it's also only in a smachta. Like midirabonim said, you don't have to bench unless you eat a kebetza. Because the Pasuk of Fort says, v'chalta p'savota. And the Chumim say, no, we pass on to the Chumim, like Rav Meir here, that you have to bench even if you don't eat a kezayis. But here the Machlokes is totally Hayidash in this Pasuk, of Yechalta v'Savoto. Vaitam Hashenken Bayos, it's a different Machlokes. But it's Hocha b'Svar Pligi. And our Mishnah, that we say, if you took with you this Bosa Kodshim out of Yushlayim, how much do you have to take out to say you have to bring it back in to burn it? So Machlokes in Svara. The Rav Meir Savar Chazarosai Kutumosai. The halacha, you take this piece of meat of shtom outside your shlam to bring it back, is told in the ketumosai. Ma tumosai, just like an oichel, when is the makabal tumor? Or else, when does it have a kerf in metama something else? Kibbeitza, the size of a beitza. Is av chazarosa kibbeitza? The same thing, if you took this piece of meat outside your shlam, if you have the size of a beitza, then you have to bring it back in. So you also smell it's totally what the choshev shir is to get the ilchas tumor. We have you the server know. Chazarosai kisuroi. His halachi, we took the meat outside Yerushalayim when you have to bring it back.